We've done a podcast on resiliency and talking about, durability and how long buildings should last. How long should a building actually last? Is 100 years, 1,000 years? Let's break it down. Should a building last at least longer than 5 years?
So this is going to be like the life after people kind of episode where we go like 5, 10, 20 years at a time and see what part of the building is still standing. And as a consequence, what do we need to include or leave out of a design to make sure it lasts that long? So what starts to go wrong after 5 years, like short term?
A building should last at least 5 years.
We hope so.
We hope so.
I would hope so, too.
In general, we do design buildings to last more than 5 years.
So it's mostly about water that can cause the most harm in the first 5 years. What about organic materials like paper, gypsum?
Gypsum, which lines the walls of most of our projects, is lined with paper. If paper gets exposed to moisture, mold will start growing within 24 hours, and that material is basically ruined.
Mold.
So 10 years after the building is completed, it's going to be tested by a 100-year event. Historically, 100-year events happened every 100 years, which is the reason that they're called 100-year events, but we can't expect that to continue. What we're seeing on average is due to a rapidly changing climate, 100-year events are happening every 10 years.
And that's when UV damage from the sun starts to take effect and certain plastics start to deteriorate.
Plastics deteriorate after 10 years, metals start to corrode. If the building's durability strategy is based off of either metals that are not protected or plastics that are exposed to UV, it's likely that the building won't last that much longer. Another issue at this stage is backsplash from water that falls off a roof, hits the ground, and splashes back into a building. Areas exposed to backsplash that are wood or unprotected with more durable materials will start to rot away after 5 to 10 years.
Okay, so let's push the time a little further. Should a building last longer than 30 years?
A standing seam metal roof or other types of metal roofs might last 100 years. Almost any other roof has a lifespan of about 30 years.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
If your roof is made of shingles, if your roof is made out of some sort of composite plastic or modified bitumen or any of those technologies, the expectation is that roof has to be replaced every 30 to 40 years. And if the building owners can't afford or choose not to replace it, water will get in and start to decay the interior of the building, which means that, number one, the building needs to be liked enough for people to want to replace them. And number two, replacing them needs to be cost-effective enough that the building owner can afford to replace them.
Okay, so let's go a little bit further down the line to 50 years. This is a pretty long stretch of time.
Or is it?
Is it? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, so if you get to a 50-year-old building, you're doing something right. You're not having the water damage or organic material damage that you would expect for something that didn't last that long. So now you get into a different kind of longevity. You get into like social longevity, durability, and like how well the building is liked.
So what are some of those social reasons?
But before we get to social reasons, I don't want to accept the fact that 50 years is an appropriate amount of time for a building to last.
Is when all buildings die.
Does it make sense that I build a house for myself when I'm 30 years old, and then when I'm 80, that house is obsolete, which means that if I made an investment, I can't pass that investment off to my children. I'm also maybe not dead at 80 years. Maybe do I need to build another house at 80 years? Should a building last at least longer than a human lifespan so that there can be some sort of financial investment? Or does it make sense to spend your life savings, a 30-year mortgage, on a pile of gypsum and pine, which then completely disappears?
That's kind of a sad story.
What do people do? You agree? Is 50 years appropriate? Is it okay to build a building that lasts only 50 years?
I mean, I would hope that it could last longer than that. I would love to have something to pass on. And then you think about certain things like higher education, where, you know, those buildings stay on the campus and they become part of the whole fabric, or anytime you make a district. And so you would hope it could stay there for generations for people to experience. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, both the owner and the architect, like the designer, wants something to last longer than themselves.
Yeah.
So now we're getting into the range of, so to answer the question, how long should a building last? What we're getting at is hopefully longer than you.
At least you don't have to worry about it.
So what makes a building last, like, much longer than a human lifetime? 200 years. How do you have to build a building to last centuries?
So 200 years, you need to have a durable structure. You need your structure to be steel, heavy timber, concrete masonry, and...
And you're expecting all those other organic materials or things besides the structure to be replaced, you know, every couple of decades.
Yeah, and that's built into the design. We don't want to put things in the building that are going to last 5 years, but we are going to fill our buildings with things that we know are going to last 50 years that will need to be replaced. When we talk about how long a building lasts, I think what we're talking about is how long does the building structure last.
So how do we make a Stonehenge? In other words, why is Stonehenge and the pyramids, why are these ancient buildings still standing?
Well, you could make the argument that Stonehenge and the pyramids are still standing because they're well-loved, but you can also make the argument that they're still standing because there was no reason to demolish them. If right. Stonehenge was in the middle of downtown London, it might not be around anymore. Or it might be.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy.
It would be pretty hard to demolish
yeah.
it.
Too heavy to loot.
True.
But at that point, if you wanted your building to last 1,000 years, you can't use wood. Heavy timber is out. That's going to be about 200 years tops. And you can't use steel, because that's going to rust away eventually. You can use masonry, like Stonehenge, like the pyramids, or you can use concrete, which is non-reinforced. Does it make sense for us to build buildings designed to last 1,000 years?
Well, I would enjoy it, but that's just me. What's a reasonable range?
What is a reasonable range?
Final answer?
I think between 100 and 200 years is probably what we should be aiming for.
So how do we accomplish that?
So first thing is water in the short term.
For a building to last 100 to 200 years, it needs to get through its short-term hurdles. Right. It needs to keep water away.
Then the envelope starts to deteriorate. So
it needs to have an envelope that can be replaced.
Yeah, so metal roofs.
Metal roofs, I think, are a must. I think that if you build your building out of stick frame lumber, if you use non-metal roofs, you're basically committing your building to a 50-year lifespan.
And then if you want to get beyond 50, we're talking concrete structure.
Concrete structure, metal structure.
Stonehenge rock.
No, okay. You don't need Stonehenge rocks to last 50 years.
Oh, I was thinking 200.
Okay. You can do heavy timber in 200 years. Mm-hmm. You don't need to build a massive fortress to last 200 years, but you do need to be smart.
And whether it's still standing or not, the question then is, do we still want it to still be standing?
What would influence that?
How adaptable the space is. Like, we're recording this in a building that used to be an auto dealership in 1917, and it lasted as an auto dealership for, like, 2 years. And then the following 98 years, it's been amazingly adaptive. So it's flexible, big spaces, strong structure.
So if this building was designed for a purpose that had very, very specific spatial requirements, it might not have lasted. But because it was a car dealership, which required heavy structure, wide open spaces, clear floor plan, anything can be put in that space.
Yeah, and it's a timeless, simple building. It's not a very, you wouldn't say it's stylish. It's not reacting to a time. It just fits into its context. It's beautiful and well-loved.
At the end of the day, we're going to preserve the buildings that we love, and we're going to love the buildings that are beautiful and that are timeless and that we enjoy being in.
So I'm Adam.
I'm Corey. Murray, and our producer is Cecilia Smith.
And our engineer is Justin Ford.
And our songwriter is Justin Ford.
And the guy who owns all our equipment is Justin Ford.
And we're surprised that... I don't know how he's getting any work done.